Loud and clear. An initial look at your systems are good. We've got a picture, Apollo 8.
Roger, we've got the Roger, we've got the TV, but... How does the picture look, Houston?
Loud and clear.
The TV look okay?
That's very good.
Welcome from the moon, Houston.
Thank you.
Houston, you're seeing a view of the Earth. Take it over the lunar horizon. We're going to follow the track until the terminator, where we will turn the spacecraft and give you a view of the long shadowed terrain at the terminator, which should come in quite well in the TV.
Roger.
We don't know whether you can see it from the TV screen, but the moon is nothing but a milky white, completely void. We're changing the cameras to the other window now.
This is Apollo 8 coming to you live from the moon. We've had to switch the TV camera now. We showed you first a view of Earth as we've been watching it for the past 16 hours. Now we're switching so that we can show you the moon that we've been flying over at 60 miles altitude for the last 16 hours. Bill Anders, Jim Lovell, and myself have spent the day before Christmas up here doing experiments, taking pictures, and firing our spacecraft engines to maneuver around. What we'll do now is follow the trail that we've been following all day and take you on through to a lunar sunset. The moon is a different thing to each one of us. I think that each one carries his own impressions of what he's seen today. I know my own impression is that it's a vast, lonely, forbidding type existence or expanse of nothing. It looks rather like clouds and clouds of pumice stone. And it certainly would not appear to be a very inviting place to live or work. Jim, what have you thought most about?
Well, Frank, my thoughts were very similar. The vast loneliness up here on the moon is awe-inspiring, and it makes you realize just what you have back there on Earth. The Earth from here is a grand oasis of the big vastness of space.
Bill, what do you think? I think the thing that impressed me the most were the lunar sunrises and sunsets. These in particular bring out the stark nature of the terrain, and the long shadows really bring out the relief that is here and hard to see in this very bright surface that we're going over right now. You describe, that's not color, Bill. Describe some of the physical features of what you're showing the people.
Apollo 8, Houston, we're not receiving a picture now, over.
We are now coming on to Smythe Sea, a small mare region covered with a dark level material. There is a fresh, bright impact crater on the edge towards us, and a mountain range on the other side. These mountains are the Pyrenees.
Apollo 8, we are not receiving modulation on the signal. We have to have sync.
Are you reading us, Apollo Houston?
Apollo 8, we're reading you loud and clear, but no picture. We have no modulation.
Roger, we understand. Take a look now.
How about now, Apollo?
Loud and clear. Good picture.
What you're saying as we cross by sea are the craters Kastner and Gilbert. And what we've noticed especially that you cannot see from the Earth are the small, bright impact craters that dominate the lunar surface.
Very stark. The sky is pitch black and the earth, or the moon rather, excuse me, is quite light. And the contrast between the sky and the moon is a vivid dark line. Coming into view of the camera now are some interesting old double ring craters. Some interesting features that are quite common in the Mare region and have been filled by some material. Same consistency of the Mare and same color. Here are three or four of these interesting features. Further on the horizon, you see the appearance. The mountains coming up now are heavily impacted with numerous craters whose central peaks you can see in many of the larger ones.
Actually, I think the best way to describe this area is a vastness of black and white. Absolutely no color.
The sky up here is also a rather forbidding, foreboding expanse of blackness with no stars visible when we're flying over the Earth, over the moon in daylight. Numerous craters that this planet has been bombarded through the eons with numerous small asteroids and meteoroids pockmarking the surface every square inch.
And one of the amazing features of the surface is the roundness of most of the craters. It seems that most of them have a round mound type appearance instead of sharp jagged rocks.
Only the very newest features have any sharp definition to them, and eventually they get eroded down by the constant bombardment of small and meteorites. How's the picture now, Houston?
Picture loud and clear, and the picture looks real fine.
Thank you. Can you see the two large craters to the just to the right of our track, Houston?
That's affirmative.
Very bright features you see are the new impact craters and the longer Jupiter crater has been on the surface of the moon, while the more mottled and subdued it becomes. Some of the...
Apollo 8, we've apparently lost your voice. The picture is still good.
Roger.
Houston, we're passing over an area that's just to the east of Spice C now, in checking our charts. Spice C is coming up in a few minutes.
All righty. Apollo 8, if you go to Puna, accept, well, we'll uplink some information.
We are now coming up towards the terminator, and I hope that soon we'll be able to show you the varying contrast of light as we go into the darkness. Houston, we're in Pooh, and you have the computer.
Thank you.
Approaching a series of small impact craters. There is a dark area between us and them, which could possibly be a old lava flow. You can see the large mountains on the horizon now, ahead of the spacecraft to the north of our track. Sun's reflection in this area makes it difficult for us to distinguish the features we see on the surface, and I suppose even harder on the television. But as we approach the terminator and the shadows become longer, you'll see a marked change. A very dark crater in the filling material of this valley in front of us now. It's rather unusual in that it's sharply defined, yet it's dark all over its interior walls, whereas most new-looking craters are a very bright interior. Small impact crater in front of us now in the little mare, well defined, quite new, and another one approaching. The spacecraft is facing north from our track. We are going sideways to our left. You're now seeing the Sea of Crises coming over the horizon. We believe the crater, the large dark crater between the spacecraft and the Sea of Crises, is Condorcet Crater. Sea of Crises is amazingly smooth as far as the horizon past this rather rough mountainous region in front of the spacecraft.
Apollo 8, we're through the computer. If you go back to block, and it looks like we're getting a lot of reflection off your window now.
Regular switch windows. How's that look now, Ken?
That's real fine. Apollo 8, can you tell us which window you're looking out? And there's a large crater, it looks like it's sticking up in the upper right-hand corner of our picture. Do you identify that one?
Roger, we're just about to lose a lock here, that's why we're slowing up a little bit. We see the Sea of Crises in front of us now, and we're looking at the left-hand rendezvous window.
Loud and clear.
The crater you see on the horizon is the Sea of Crises. How are you reading it, Houston?
Loud and clear, Apollo 8, and we have a picture that's good.
Roger, we're getting a lot of static. The Sea of Crises is in front of us on the horizon, and the dark crater Picard can be seen in the middle. We're now approaching the moon's sunrise, or the spacecraft sunset. This is an area that the sun has just recently come up on the moon. Mari, we're over now as a model look about it, but not very heavily cratered, so it must be relatively new. This is the Sea of Fertility, and we're coming up on a large crater, the Delta Rim variety. Has a strange circular cracks
patterned around the middle of it. You're seeing now is about 30 or 40 miles across. How's your picture quality, Houston?
This is phenomenal.
There's an interesting rill directly in front of the spacecraft now, running along the edge of a small mountain, rather sinuous shape with right angle turns.
This area just to the west of the Sea of Crises is called the Martian Sleep. And to the west of that is the Sea of Tranquility.
Can you see the fracture patterns going across the Mare in front of us now, Houston?
That doesn't quite stand out.
Right, here's a series of cracks or faults across the middle of the Mare. They drop down in about three steps to the south. The parallel fault pattern to the north has a drop down in the center. I hope that all of you back on Earth can see what we mean when we say it's a rather foreboding horizon, a rather dark and unappetizing looking place. We're now going over our, approaching one of our future landing sites, selected in this smooth region to call the Sea of Tranquility, smooth in order to make it easy for the initial landing attempts in order to preclude having to dodge mountains. Now you can see the long shadows of the lunar sunrise. Approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place.
and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth. Apollo 8.
Loud and clear, Apollo 8. And thank you for a very good show. We have a maneuver pad for you when you're ready to copy.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, read you loud and clear.
Roger. Are we off the air now?
That's affirmative, Apollo 8, you are.
Did you read everything that we had to say there?
Loud and clear. Thank you for a real good show.
Okay. Now, Ken, we'd like to get all squared away for TEI here. Can you give us some good words like you promised?
Yes, sir. I have a maneuver pad. I think we'd like to start by dumping the tape. If we could have that, I have your TEI 10 maneuver pad, and then we'll run through a systems brief.
Now, I understand this is a maneuver pad that we will use for TEI, is that correct? And you got the tape, Houston.
Thank you.
Ready to copy, Ken.
Roger. TEI 10. SPS GNN. 45597. Minus 040. Plus 157. 089er. 19er 1564 plus 35189 minus 01513 minus 00346 1800007000 November Alpha plus 00186352233 18 35019er 420928 253 Boresight Star Scorpi Delta Another name for it is Deshuba. Down, 071. Left, 45. Plus, 0748. Minus, 165. 00. 129er, 95. 363-00 146-5005 Primary star, Sirius. Secondary, Rigel. 129er 155-010 Four quads, 15-second knowledge. Horizon on the 2.9 window line at T-minus 3. Use high-speed procedure with minus Mike Alpha. Over.
Okay, GEI pad as follows. SPS GNN 45597 minus 040 plus 157 089 19 1564 plus 35189 minus 01513 minus 00346 180 007 000 not applicable, plus 00186, 35223, 318, 35019, 42, 0928, 253, Scorpio Delta, Deshuba, down, 071, left, 45, plus 0748, minus 16500, 12995 36300 146 5005 Sirius Rigel 129 155 010 Four quads 15 seconds 2.9 degree window line at T-3 High speed procedure minus MA.
Oh, that's correct, Apollo 8.
This is Frank. I want to make one thing certain. This is the load that we're to use to burn with, right? This is not just a pad data for a 10 abort.
Okay, Apollo 8. We will update this pad prior to the burn.
Oh, you will. Okay.